Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
After opening Seward area schools to on-site learning for 7th through 12th grade students, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced on Thursday that the move will be district-wide effective Monday, February the 1st. This means that the A-B scheduling will come to an end via a return to traditional scheduling. Peggy Erkineff of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District spoke to KSRM on Thursday.
We did give a heads up to all of our school administrators yesterday to begin planning so that 7th through 12th graders would come back at all of our schools. But even though we're still in high COVID risk in the Central Peninsula, we want our kids back, and the mitigation plans that we have at schools are working. So it's going to be so important for everybody to follow all those mitigation plans, riding the bus at school, and doing what you can to keep that spread down. So we're really happy with what we're seeing happening with what we've put in place in schools.
Expect schools to be in touch with families with specific instructions. Also, families who would feel safer sticking with 100% remote learning still have that option. For those who return to on-site learning, school lunches will remain free through the end of the school year. Also, bus transportation will be provided on a normal schedule, with mandatory face coverings and seating plans being put into place. For students, they should know that staff and students of all ages must wear a mask at all times, and individual mitigation plans at school sites must be fully implemented and followed. Soldotna's Wednesday City Council meeting included the addition of a full-time maintenance technician position in the Streets and Maintenance Department. The position is set to be added at the city-owned shop on Funny River Road. The position will support Soldotna's two mechanics by performing maintenance and repair on vehicles, equipment, and small tools. City Manager Stephanie Queen discussed the necessity.
So this resolution would authorize the city to move forward with the creation of a new position. And it's actually a new position that we would like to transition one of our existing long-term employees into within the maintenance department. And many people in the community are familiar that our streets and maintenance department is responsible for snow removal in the winter, repairing asphalt and putting up Christmas decorations and those kind of things. But we also have a shop at down Funny River Road just past the airport. And also within the scope of duties of our maintenance department is keeping our fleet running, keeping our equipment running. We've got two mechanics. We do a lot of maintenance, deferred maintenance, preventative, as well as repairs out of that shop. And this position, I think, would be a great addition to the operations of that department, because it would do some both administrative functions, helping with expediting parts, helping with scheduling maintenance, as well as hands-on repairs, assisting our two employees that are out there at the Fine River Shop.
Joy Mariner of BDO USA, financial auditor for the city of Soldotna, kicked off the meeting by offering a peek at Soldotna's operating budget during Pandemic Plague 2020. She said that the city operated in a sound manner financially and praised both the city council and city administration for moving funds around throughout the year while also working with an influx of CARES Act dollars. Also, two items on the council's consent agenda will be put to a public hearing at their February 10th meeting. More details can be found at RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.